A once-endangered population of peregrine falcons that nests along the upper Yukon River appears to have stabilized. North American peregrines were decimated by the pesticide DDT and listed as an endangered species in the early 1970s. A long-running study in the Yukon Charley National Preserve has documented 53 nesting pairs for the last 3 years and a 60 to 70% breeding success rate. Biologist Skip Ambrose, who studied upper Yukon peregrines for decades, says the birds have come a long way.
In 1973, the first year that we did this survey, we found 11 pairs in a stretch of river that's about 166 miles. But what we've seen over the course of our 40-year survey is that when DDT was banned or restricted by the United States in 1972, the population stabilized and started to come back. And through the early 2000, we've just been a gradual increase from 11 pairs all the way up to 53 pairs.
Ambrose says the current population may be what the upper Yukon environment can support. He says that's indicated by peregrines nesting closer together in prime bluff and cliff areas along the river.
Peregrines are kind of like wolves and bears. They're the top-of-the-line predator, and sometimes their biggest enemy is themselves in that they start fighting over limited resources. So it just appears like there's more fighting now. The adults are gone from the nest longer to search for prey. They have to go further away. So those two things just seem to be an indication that things are getting tight, and it looks like the population is kind of starting to level off just due to density-dependent factors.
Ambrose says the recovery of the upper Yukon peregrine is unique in that no captive breeding or reintroduction of the birds was employed to bring them back. He says it's clear that the U.S. DDT ban allowed the birds to recover, and he feels lucky to experience their comeback.
Seeing all these long vacant cliffs that I've studied for 40 years that were empty for so long and now they're back to being used again, it's like just a wonderful feeling. And it's rare because most wildlife stories are not so easy or so simple.
Alaska peregrines, which also include an Arctic species, which nests along the Colville River on the North Slope, winter as far south as Argentina. Ambrose says the Alaska birds are still exposed to DDT to some degree outside the U.S. and also face a new threat from mercury pollution.
That could be from a lot of factors, from gold mining in South America to coal plants in China, coal plants in our country, that mercury is deposited atmospherically, and it is showing up in birds in Alaska.
Ambrose says mercury does not appear to be detrimental to peregrine survival right now, but the prospect of increased coal burning makes the threat real. Ambrose plans to be back in the Yukon Charley Preserve this summer for his 40th year counting and studying upper Yukon peregrine falcons.